Hello, everybody. Welcome to Self Help Show. This is Gina, and I am your host. This is the second episode on the chapter Body. And the first episode, which is the previous one, we spoke about mind-body connection. So in this whole chapter, I want to talk about everything from a surface level. But then in the later episodes, everything's going to go deep and intricate. So I did focus on the mind and body connection. So today I'm focusing on the nutrients, the role of nutrients in your body's health. So I will cover about 6-7 sections. I'll talk about carbohydrates, proteins, you know, your normal balanced diet. Then I will also talk about your micronutrients and their functions, as well as hydration, fiber, and nutrition for disease prevention. Then after that, I will talk about your key data and insights, which is my favorite thing to talk about, which happens at the end of this episode. So I would like you to stay tuned until the end so you can know some really cool stuff about nutrition that you probably weren't aware of, or if you were, then good. So I first of all want to say shout out to God. Thank you for making things happen, even though sometimes I don't want to say too much, but I'm just so grateful for God just intervening in my life every single day, and also for continuously supporting and making sure this happens, this show happens. Then another thing, please, I would like you to listen to the episode from the website selfhelpshow.com. We will be sharing some blogs that you can read afterwards or before that are related to each episode. Then another thing, I did promise experts are coming, so we've filmed some amazing interviews. The works are in editing. As soon as that's done, I am planning to drop videos every Friday. So you will see expert interviews every Friday, and then you will still have these episodes with me every Tuesday. So now Self-Help Show will be giving you 2 episodes every week. Yay! Plus an additional visual content. Yay! Even much better. So section 1, the role of carbohydrates. Carbohydrates are your body's main energy source. First of all, let me just give a nutrition reminder, because I mean, we all kind of know what nutrition is, right? But let me just give you a rundown. It is the foundation of our health and well-being. So if we don't have nutrition, we can't be moving around, we can't be walking around, we can't be doing anything. So we need nutrition in our lives. So the food that we consume provide the essential nutrients, and that's what we're gonna talk about. So for example, the macronutrients are your carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. Then the micro are your vitamins and minerals. Your body needs this for energy, for growth, for repair, and overall function. So once you know this, and I'm sure you do already, but this is like a cute reminder, right? So good nutrition supports your immune function, your mental health, your physical performance. While on the other hand, poor nutrition leads to deficiencies, chronic diseases, and other health issues. All right, so let's get into it. So the role of carbohydrates, they give us energy. Your complex carbohydrates are your whole grains and your veggies. And these provide long-lasting energy. And they are also very high in fiber, so that's good. Then your refined carbohydrates, such as your sugars, your bread, your refined sugar, those give you quick energy, but they can lead to sugar spikes and crashes. So you might want to stay away from that. And then a higher intake of refined carbs can be linked to obesity, heart disease, and even diabetes. So focus on the whole foods like your brown rice, quinoa, sweet potatoes to fuel your body. Then next is the protein, which is my favorite. I love protein so much. There was a time I was just on a protein diet and it was so good. It really was good. And I think with this chapter, I'm going to show you and help you know what works for you, and you can practice and do, you know, tests and like experiment. Again, disclaimer, if you have a doctor, make sure you check in and just make sure, or a dietitian, make sure you check in. And then the benefit of you listening to this show is soon we will have certified experts from all over the world, and they will be sharing information that is backed by what they studied and how they certified them. At least you will have that basis of, okay, this information I can trust and I can use and apply it in my life. So as I was saying, I used protein, I think for like a year. It was just a protein diet, specifically just protein, and it was good. But now I'm in a balanced diet now. I still eat my carbohydrates and the protein and, you know, veggies and the vitamins and other things. So data shows that protein is essential for your muscle repair and your growth, and your body breaks the protein into amino acids, which are used to build your tissues, your enzymes, and your hormones. Then you get protein from chicken, fish, and eggs. Then you also get your plant-based protein. We're going to have a vegan expert very soon. So at least I'm really excited to hear what she has to say regarding some of the plant-based proteins. Then a lack of protein can lead to muscle wasting. It can lead to weakened immunity. It can also lead to slow recovery. So if you're working out, if you don't eat enough protein, you will feel that muscle pain for a longer time. So I think it's very important to make sure protein is on top of your diet. And if it's already on top of your diet, well done. You're doing really great. Aim to have high quality protein at every meal. All right, make sure, because it's essential for your buildup. Then healthy fatties or healthy fats are vital for cell structure and brain function and vitamin absorption. So it's very important that you have your omega-3 found in fish, walnuts, flax seeds. They're also very good for your health. Then try stay away from, you know, the saturated fats, because they can raise your LDL cholesterol levels and they can contribute to your heart disease. They can contribute to a heart disease or contribute to you having that. So just try and stay away from that. A study from the American Heart Association shows that replacing saturated fats with unsaturated fats can reduce heart disease risk. So choose your olive oil, your avocado oil, and nuts, and just limit processed foods that are high in trans fats and refined oils. Then now we're going to focus on your micronutrients and their function. So vitamins and minerals support a range of your bodily functions. So from your immune health all the way to your bone strength, vitamin D is essential for calcium absorption and bone health. Iron is needed for oxygen transport in your blood. Then vitamin C, which is everybody's favorite, it supports your immune function and collagen production. Magnesium helps your muscle function, energy production, and nerve health. So eat a rainbow of fruits and veggies, because that way you know that you're getting all of these. Let me give you a tip. One of my favorite superfoods is pomegranate, dates. Pomegranate and dates. Those two, oh my God, you will get the downloads. Like, you will get vitamins and minerals and like so many stuff in there. So make sure you get these on your diet. There's another one though. Why am I forgetting it? Anyway, it's fine. Once I remember it, go and read from the blog post. I'll definitely edit. Then water. Water makes up 60% of your body. So it's essential for your digestion. It's essential for detoxification. It's essential for temperature regulation. So if you are fatigued, if you're having headache, you need to go and drink water. Drink water because your system is is dehydrated. Your body needs water to increase just the regulation of your body. So during exercise, during heat, or even during certain medical conditions, your body still needs water. So make sure you drink at least 8 glasses of water per day. At least, and use teas, herbal teas, and water-rich fruits and juices. Those are good to help you stay hydrated. If you know me very well, I drink at least 5 cups of tea a day. I love tea. I love drinking tea so much. And I also drink water. So make sure you check in your water regulation. In fact, did you drink water today? How many cups did you drink? If you haven't, can you pause? Go get some water and continue, please. Then fiber. Yes. Fiber supports your digestion, it supports your gut health, it also helps regulate blood sugar levels. So your soluble fiber is found in oats. I love oats. It's also found in beans. I love beans, but unfortunately, it's not my friend. So I can't eat beans because you know what I know. You know what I know what happens afterwards. So I stick to my oats. Then your insoluble fibers. So you have your soluble fiber and insoluble fiber. So your insolubles, they are found in whole grains and veggies, and these help with bowel regularity. They also prevent constipation. And then studies also show that a fiber-rich diet reduces the risk of heart disease and type 2 diabetes. So make sure you have fiber on your diet. So can be beans, it can be whole grains, it can be veggies. Just make sure you have it in your diet. Then last section before I get into the key data and insights. Last section is good nutrition plays a key role. Good nutrition helps you just live a healthy life. It helps you not visit the doctor as often. And it protects you from diseases like diabetes, heart diseases, or even cancer. So you just have to make sure you take good care of what you eat. Make sure it's a balanced diet. Research shows that plant-based diet is rich in antioxidants and healthy fats. So that reduces a lot of diseases already, and it cancels out inflammation. So, yeah. I don't need to say more. I think most of these things that I'm saying, you probably know already. Then other diets, you know, your fast food, processed foods, added sugar, saturated fats, you already know what it does to you. So I'm not going to like bore you repeating that. Practical tip is for you to focus on your whole grains, your unprocessed foods, your lean protein, and healthy fats. And that way you can maintain a long-term healthy life. Vitamin A is essential for your vision. So you looking, seeing, you need to eat vitamin A, your immune health, your skin health. And deficiency can lead to night blindness and a weakened immune system. Vitamin D is crucial for calcium absorption and bone health. Vitamin K is vital for blood clotting and bone health, and it also helps in calcium metabolism. A deficiency that can lead to, vitamin K can help with the deficiency that can lead to excessive bleeding, excessive bleeding. A deficiency that can lead to excessive bleeding is countered by vitamin K. Minerals. So you need iron. It's essential for oxygen transport in your blood. You need magnesium for muscle function. You need at least 400 mg for men and 310 for women. Then calcium, you need 1,000 mg and 1,002 to prevent any bone health or muscle function or nerve transmission issues. Then you need to drink water, like I mentioned, stay hydrated. It's very important for your digestion, as well as fiber. It's also very important for your digestion. So now, gut bacteria. Every human being contains 100 trillion bacteria inside their gut. This helps digesting food. It produces vitamins and it protects against harmful microorganisms. So, wow, okay. Studies have shown that imbalance of gut bacteria causes obesity. It causes mental health disorders as well, like anxiety and depression. So, you can take probiotics. This is found in yogurt or fermented foods or supplements. Then you need to take prebiotics, found in bananas, onions, and garlic. All of this are required to nourish your gut bacteria. Then, yeah, 70% of our immune system, right, is located in the gut. So I think that's where the headquarters is. The immune headquarters, your immune system's headquarters is in the gut. So make sure you keep your gut microbiome, you need to keep it in check. Then last but not least, your brain needs omega-3, vitamin B12, and folate. This is essential for cognitive function and mental health. So it helps and keeps like your depression and anxieties and any cognitive issues like at a decline. So make sure you take that. And then what else do I need to tell you guys? I'm sure you know all of these things already. Yeah, like nutrition is the foundation of your body. So prioritizing a balanced diet, nutrition dense food that will support your system, then you can live a longer life. So let me know if you have any comments, if you feel like I've missed stuff or I've over explained or maybe I didn't get it right. Let me know. Otherwise, wait for the experts. They are coming. And I'm really excited for this new chapter for Self-Help Show. Next Tuesday, we will talk about the anatomy of the body. So I'm going to talk about the muscular system, the skeletal system, the nervous system, and it's going to be a journey for us, for all of us, you listening, me, getting to know how this body works and how we can kind of understand ourselves on a deeper level so that we are at our best behavior, you know, so we kind of know who we are and how we function and how we can be at our best behavior for ourselves and for our surroundings, our external world, our friends, our families, our colleagues, and everybody else. So thank you once again for tuning in. Remember to like, remember to leave a review, remember to rate the show, remember to share it with someone, and remember to come back next time. I will see you in the next one. Have a good one. Bye.